Today we're going to discuss the situation that's taking place in the escalation of the war. This isn't just the war that's going on over in Israel or the war with Russia. It's a bigger picture. This is really more World War III type talk. But it's a lot bigger because this is financial, and this goes to the heart of why the West is behaving this way in the first place. Our banking system in the West is in deep trouble. We have entered this time where Europe and the West, with the United States, is hit its end of cycle, and we do need a new currency system. That's why you always hear the push for the central bank digital currency. But I can only tell you, the central bank digital currency is just the distraction. The real issue here, folks, is they want the digital ID. They want that digital ID. Once they get digital ID, they will be able to Bolshevik style come after everyone who is in opposition to the agenda. I think if you pay attention to the Hunger Games and other movies where they show these just massive tyrannical leaders, it comes in communism form, starts with Marxism. That's what Obama started here. But this is really serious, this escalation, and how it's going to connect to the finances, and why I believe we could be seeing a major, major hacking of the financial system. And that's why it's so important to be out of the banking system or the brokerages. Remember, the laws have been changed. I'm still going to do that program. I know it's going to be more visual, but the laws have changed, and you don't realize it. It's been going slowly over years and years. But the bankruptcy laws have changed, and your money in the bank and in the brokerage is not yours. You are an unsecured creditor. And if the system goes down, it is designed to take your stocks, take your cash, and give it to the large globalist international banks. And I know many people say that can't be legal. I'm telling you, it's legal. It's in the law now. It was done in 2008 and added on, but it's very, very serious. And so I'd be out. I'd be giving Cornerstone Asset Metals a call. I'd be going in position, gold and silver in a vault. Many people just don't believe this is coming, but I can only tell you when it happens, it will be too late for you to make changes. But it's something very important, because what's taking place right now in the escalation of the war is absolutely going to cause major issues. What's happening is the White House is backing legislation. Now, this is articles coming out of Bloomberg, so they're starting to talk about it, but they're not really pumping it through the mainstream. But they're backing legislation to seize the frozen Russian assets for Ukraine's reconstruction. Now, it's not just for Ukraine's reconstruction, mind you. It's also to fund the war. And the amount of assets they're talking about freezing is over $300 billion. So President Biden is trying to circumvent the congressional holdup and get the needed funds to Ukraine. Zelensky is really berating the allies. He's warning the Western. Hesitation has really emboldened Putin. And just believe me, folks, don't listen to any of the Western media. Our media is so full of propaganda, and they are lying to we the people so much. It's really sad that we've gotten to this point in our nation. We are an extremely corrupt country, unfortunately. But it's not about emboldening Putin. Putin didn't want this in the first place. He never wanted to have to go into Ukraine. It was we, the United States and the West, that is pushing this war. And we have been ever since the coup of 2014, especially when Obama went in and put in all of the Nazis into Ukraine to start this war. So you just have to know the truth of your history, so you know where your, I would say, allegiance should lie, but more importantly, be prepared for yourself and your family. But President Biden's administration is backing legislation that would let it seize some upwards of $300 billion in frozen Russian assets. Now, they say it's for reconstruction, but it's going to be for a lot more than that. It's going to be to continue the war. But if you go into seizing $300 billion of Russian assets, it's not going to go over well at all. Russia is not going to allow it. And this is from a memo that Biden's National Security Council was being sent by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee back in November, where they indicated that the administration would welcome the legislation allowing it to confiscate the funds. Wars have been started, and I'm talking big wars. This is, we're setting up World War III, folks, but wars have been started for a lot less than this. And if you think $300 billion in confiscation and Russia is just going to sit back and take it, you're kidding yourself. But this is, they're allowing the confiscation to take place if they do end up approving this. It would funnel the Russia's seized central bank and other sovereign assets from the oligarchs, which have been immobilized, of course, in the Western nations, and they would hand it over to Kyiv. But you can only, you only know it's not going to Kyiv. This is a massive corrupt money laundering operation. Anything that goes to Kyiv is going to be funneled right back to Western people, leaders, corporations. We are so corrupt. It is unbelievable. But the Financial Times was describing it as a drastic move, as constituting a radical step that is going to open up a new chapter in the financial warfare against Moscow. And Moscow is going to see this as a brazen act of theft, and it's not going to be tolerated. Now, there's going to be more to this, mind you. Towards the end of this podcast, I'll let you understand where this is connecting and why this is so important. But it does seem that the general atmosphere here is war fatigue, especially within the G7. There's a sudden drop off in funding for Kyiv. I think the nations are getting tired. The people are getting tired, realizing that the billions and billions, over the $100 billion we've spent, let alone Germany and Europeans, that people are realizing, hey, why are you spending all of this money fighting against Russia when we didn't have to do it in the first place? And two, that could be used for our communities, our people, and our children. This is a very bad situation that is becoming exposed. And I think the West is going to play about as hardball as they can because I'm going to explain towards the end here why, and why they're going for everything, and why we the people are at serious risk. Because this is going to have a blowback, I believe, like you wouldn't believe. Now, Yellen even said, Treasury Secretary said, that seizing the funds was not legally permissible in the United States. Why they're going to change legislation to make that happen. There's also been concerns on some of us that the nations around the world would hesitate to keep their funds in the New York Federal Reserve or the dollar. But the problem is that's already happened. The BRICS nations has already formed. They're expanding. People are de-dollarizing. They did see the seizing of the assets as something that they cannot trust the United States and or the dollar anymore. We are seeing nations move away from the dollar. We have lost the petrodollar. And so it's not just that the fear is there. It is already happening. But I believe they don't care. I think that this is part of the collapse. They do have to collapse. When I say they, I'm always talking about the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the global elite, corrupt, the oligarch of, or I guess what you would say, the power elite. They are not elected. And many people think it's President Biden, but I can only tell you it's not Biden who's running this country. It's those behind him. And those people are communists. But this is a very serious move. We are already seeing de-dollarization. This is a very important situation because it connects to what is just recently in the headlines that the United States and the United Kingdom have started sending missiles into Yemen. And just recently, I think upwards to 60 Tomahawk missiles have started attacking Yemen. Saudi Arabia is not going to be happy about that. Even though they are at war, it's about attacking the Middle East. And Russia has already said this is unacceptable to international law, which is true. Now, the U.S. and U.K. are saying that they're attacking as self-defense, but that's just not accurate. And they're escalating the war to World War III state because you could probably guess. And here's where we're going to find out, I think, if Iran really truly does. I know Hezbollah, but if Iran, Hezbollah truly do have sleeper cells in Europe and the United States, we're going to see them activated, and we're probably going to have terrorist attacks and maybe major and significant ones They're not just going to be drones flying into supply ships. This connected the attack on Yemen, escalating this war, causing the terrorists and causing the Iranians and others to become more aggressive towards the Western world, is basically, as Yemen had said, this is the Houthis. This is opening up the Western civilization, basically Europe, United States, to retaliatory attacks. Now that we've blindly just attacked their nation, they can now come after our targets. And I think that's what opens this door. I think the United States just truly believes, which we do. We do have an exceptional military. There's no doubt. But be careful of the Wolverine. Be careful of the terrorist cabal aspect. Escalating this will bring in Russia and China and others in a different way we don't want to see. So here we are escalating World War III by attacking Yemen. And believe me, that's going to be bigger than you think as it starts bringing in other Middle East nations, as well as Russia, China, and Iran and others. And then you see the United States making the move to seize the $300 billion from Russia. That is a serious amount of money. A very serious amount of money. And if you try to steal $300 billion from a nation like Russia, you are going to be at World War III. They are not going to allow it. Now, why this is important for us, why we had better be ready in the United States, is Russians, I believe, are truly some of the best, along with the Chinese, are truly some of the best hackers that exist in this world. And they can hack. Now, this has been, you know, creeping through the system for many, many years. I think people in my world have discussed it. We've talked about it, that the Russians have the ability to hack into the financial system, that not only financial records, but bank accounts and bank records and stock records will literally just be deleted. There will be so much chaos created. And I think to cover some of this up or even be a false flag, which I can totally see the West do, they will create a cyber pandemic. They'll blame it on Russia, say the Russians hacked. Maybe the Russians didn't do it, but they will blame it on Russia. And by attacking the system, the cyber system, we will be in serious trouble. You even have that yo-yo Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, which is AKA the Trilateral Commission, which are the globalist Luciferians, talking about a cyber pandemic. And if we have a cyber pandemic for 1, 2, 3, 4 months, and you don't have internet service or the ability to communicate, think about how everyone is on their cell phones, how businesses run off of the internet, how the banking system is all digitized. And if these false flag takes place, now it could go both ways. It could truly be hacks from Russia, China. I wouldn't be surprised if the West actually does the false flag, takes down the system, and tries to blame Russia. But either way, it's an escalation of unbelievable magnitude because it can make your bank accounts, brokerage accounts literally be deleted. I would definitely be printing out statements or making sure you have paper statements of your account balances. And also get out of the system. If you have too much cash in the brokerage or in a bank or in a money market, you're not being wise at this time in history. The best thing is to be gold and silver in a depository. It'll be a lot safer. Or literally have it at home. Bury it in the backyard if you have to. Just do something to protect yourself because we're in a stage this year that is going to see things I don't think many are prepared to see. That's not just this global issue, the geopolitics, the wars, but it's going to be connected even to the election because I believe they're not going to let Trump become the nominee. I think they're going to do stuff that we probably thought would never be done in America. And you want to talk about rigged against you. I don't trust it. I think we are on the precipice of becoming a total totalitarian fascist state. Which is ironic that the left is trying to say the right is fascist. The ignorance on the left is unbelievable. I just think they're brainwashed personally. But we on the right better wake up because it's coming. And I do believe that if President Trump were to take office again, there would be massive arrests And this system, as it is today, would just go down. This is something that absolutely must be done if we, the people, are going to maintain any sensibility of freedom. I just don't really have a whole lot of confidence, to be honest. I think most, and the reason I say that is I believe most Americans' heads are just completely buried in the sand. They don't want to acknowledge the extreme nature of our geopolitics and our national ideological war, but it is that real. And how it connects to your finances, you're going to want to make sure you're diversified, because if you're not, this will be the time in history you'll wish you were. So until next time, and we're going to get into the visuals. I'm going to be starting to do video, and we're going to start doing more programs, probably even 2-3 times a week. I think it's time to really start becoming more updated, and Rigged Against You will be a place you can get that done. So spread the word. God bless all of you, and please be vigilant. Until next time.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.